We are sticking with University Hospital Kerry, but in a different guise. Liz Nolan is from Castle Island. Liz, good morning to you.
Hi, how are
yes.
you?
Tell me the situation. Your son was recently in the emergency department, University Hospital Kerry. What happened?
Yes, he went in. I brought him in around, was it shortly after 3 p.m. on Monday. He was seen fairly quickly by triage and he got his x-ray. He came back out, we sat down, the evening progressed. 7-8 hours later, nothing. There was absolutely nothing. People coming and going, mostly people staying, because it didn't seem like anyone was getting any kind of results or anything was going on. I did approach one of the doctors that had come out with another patient and said, was there any chance of my son getting his x-ray results? That's all we were waiting for. You know, could we move this along? Because I had other children at home. There was nothing. She said she couldn't help me. She wasn't in that department. I went up to the reception. I said, was there any way that he could get his results? She said she would go and source it and she'd get back to me. Nothing happened. Around 7 o'clock, the security guard came and said, look, anyone that wasn't a parent of a minor or a carer of one of the patients in the A&E, they had to leave because the place was getting too crowded. I said, oh my God. My son went out for a bit of air and he came back in and I told him.
So you were told effectively you'd have to leave because things were getting too packed.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Now that was abroad, that was overt, that was telling everyone in the room.
Yeah.
On the way in there, we had to fill out a form in regards to COVID symptoms.
Mm.
Now, I mean, at the end of the day, if it was a case of, you know, they were worried about COVID symptoms, how did this room get so packed is my question. Do you know, if this was a concern, how come at the 12th hour, at 7 o'clock in the evening, after 4 hours, everybody was told, you know, if you're not necessary to be here, please leave. Now, in my estimation, no, my son was not a minor, but he had a busted shoulder, and even if he could drive, he wouldn't have been able to drive. The parking is too expensive. So what do you do? I was parked all the way up on the main road. I had to go up and down and check the car every so often to make sure, you know, that everything was still okay.
Sure.
And the car wasn't towed. Like, it was an absolute disaster. At 8:30, I said to my son, I said, I'm going to walk up and get something to eat. It had been five and a half, six hours we were sitting there. I said, I'll walk up to the shop, check the car, I'll get something to eat. On my way, he had called me and he said, look, he said his sister had just called him that she'd come in and collect him when need be in a couple hours for me to go home because I am immunocompromised. You know, he was worried that, you know, God forbid I would catch something. Yes,
yeah, and COVID is on the rise. The number of people in hospital with COVID has gone up dramatically in the last 2 weeks or so.
That's it. And I mean, to be asking people, do they have COVID symptoms on the way into an A&E? In my experience for the last couple of years, everybody's COVID experience has been different. Everybody's symptoms have been different. Yes, there have been, you know, similar ones that have been prominent, you know, through the COVID. But like at the same time, there are people that have had COVID and didn't even know they had COVID until they were tested. There was husbands and wives living in houses. One would have it, the other one didn't. Only for they were tested, they would never have known they had it. So what's to say, you know, that you don't have it and you're not symptomatic? It blew my mind, to be honest. I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. I left. My son said he'd be fine, you know, he'd hang on. I got home, looked after the other kids. About 10:30, I called him. I said, are you all right? Any update? He said, no. I said, oh my God. Around 11 o'clock, I'd say the poor lad just had enough. And he said, Mom, he said, I have to go home. I said, before you leave, go up to the desk, ask them, is there any way that the results could be sent on to your GP the following morning for the simple fact that, like, if he was going to be in the A&E all night in pain, you know, he could be at home in his own bed, taking his paracetamol, taking his Nurofen, and resting.
Yeah.
And he did that. And at 11 o'clock, they said, yes, in the morning, call your GP. The GP will contact the hospital, and they will get the results, and they will be sent out to you. Now, in my... why couldn't that have been known hours prior?
So how many hours in total was he waiting there from when he got his x-ray done?
From the time he got his x-ray done, which was about 4:30, he was sitting there until 11 o'clock.
And what you're telling me now is what you found out was that there was no need for him to be sitting there for any of that time.
Yes. And in the meantime, I wasn't there now, so I didn't get the actual wording of it. But apparently one of the staff had come out at one point in time because people were getting very anxious because I was sitting around a lot of elderly people that were waiting for blood results, you know, things like that, that could have been like my son, you know, maybe sent on to the GP the next day. And it was a case of one of the staff had come out and said, look, you know, coming in here, you need to expect to be here for at least 12 hours. And that's what the wording was. Now, I actually had to go back. I went back to my son to make sure that that was what was said. And he said, yes, that's what was said. I said, oh, my God, 12 hours.
Incredible.
Incredible.
And look, your son didn't have a respiratory problem. Your son wasn't in there not knowing what was wrong with him.
No.
He had an idea.
Yes.
He was in to get an X-ray. So really, that must be incredibly frustrating to find out that 7-8 hour wait was pointless.
Yes.
There was no need for it.
Yes.
We have a system whereby we're able to get an X-ray, send it back to a GP. The GP can then give the advice that, yeah, you need to go back to this particular clinic, you need to get a cast, you need to do this sort of thing, you'll need an operation, go see a consultant, A, B, C, or D. But that all could happen after the fact.
Yes.
The next day.
Yeah.
And you were there. So the problem is communication.
It's communication. I have the utmost respect for healthcare workers. I was one myself up until COVID hit. Like I said, I'm immunocompromised. And once that hit, I said that was not the place for me to be.
Yeah.
So I have the utmost respect for them. I don't believe it's a healthcare worker. I honestly believe, yes, it's a managerial. It's something that could be solved, in my estimation, fairly quickly. You know, if the heads were put together and they
you set up a protocol. It's a manager's job. Say, right, if somebody comes in this particular category, first of all, and we've said this on the program before because it's come up before, both with politicians and other people like you calling us in about your experience. First of all, your son should have been nowhere near accident and emergency.
Yep.
When he went in, mm-hmm. he should have been able to go into an injury clinic, a specified injury clinic that exists. There's none in Kerry, and that's why they're all funneled into an A&E. There's ones that exist in other counties. You go in there, it's efficient, it's quick, you're hardly waiting any time, you get your X-ray done. That X-ray can be then sent to the Centre of Excellence.
Yep.
Like in Cork, if you go to Bantry, this is what happens.
Yep.
You'll go in, you'll get scanned, the scan will be sent to the CUH, a consultant will see it, he'll come back with a recommendation, you're out the door, you're gone home, you're dealing with the pain in a more comfortable surroundings, and if you don't need a cast, that is, otherwise you'll get a cast put on, but you'll get that consult a day afterwards, it's all done electronically, and there's no frustrating wait, and no danger of COVID, and no clogging up an already overcrowded A&E.
Yeah. And, or he could have just gone in, had the X-ray, and they said, right, the results will be sent to your GP. End of story. Off you go.
Yes. In that instance, when you do have to go, because there is no specific injury clinic, right, go to A&E. Thankfully, it got efficiently done.
Yep.
But then that crucial piece of information, you can go home now.
Yep.
We'll call you tomorrow. Your GP will have the results.
Yeah. True. I mean, and in all fairness too, to Kerry General, I did get a call yesterday. I got an apology over the phone, and the results were sent very effectively to my GP. But
that's
like,
good. That's good to hear.
It is, but like in my estimation, why couldn't that have been? You know, too little, too late. You know, and like that, my son, thank God, he is fine. He will be fine. But for somebody else, that might have been detrimental. And like this is the stuff that needs to be looked at. There were elderly people in that emergency room that, God help us, you don't know. You know, and they were sitting there for 12 hours. There was people there longer than we were that were still there when my son left. Because I had actually spoken to them and I said, oh, was so-and-so still there when you left? Was so? And he said, yes, they were. And I think that is absolutely cruel, especially for an elderly person.
Yeah, very frustrating, Liz, very frustrating indeed. But that's the key message this morning. Look, just better communication is needed with the people who don't need to be there. Tell them they don't need to be there. Give the information and save those 8 hour waits for no need. Liz, listen, thanks for telling us your story.
Thank you.
And thanks for making us aware of it. Thanks for getting to us. We'll get in touch with the HSE in relation to that. Does that happen to more people? Has it happened to you out there? Have you been sitting around with a broken bone or fractured something and waiting for hours only to be told that, yeah, go home anyway? Let us know. Liz Nolan there of Castle Island Online telling us her experience. A management systems problem.